Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need.
That's Nancy, or that's Ann Wilson, I should say. That's Nancy on guitar behind her there. Sisters,
said, no,
the group Heart,
no,
bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and theageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my book. Dr. Archie Chankute is here. He's our guest, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. If you don't have this book, I want to know why. And Archie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about dealing with difficult situations, difficult trust situations. When trust breaks down, trust is the foundation of every element of our lives.
Yes.
Personal, professional. It doesn't matter. Trust is the undergirding of everything. When it breaks down, everything collapses.
Yes, that's right. And you know, you can feel that. You don't want to get yourself to where you're inured. You know, you don't feel anymore. And that's what happens, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
no way to live your life. That's one thing to say for sure.
No, you become unconscious because you become trying not to get hurt rather than trying to innovate and achieve.
And that's when companies stop functioning, when you have that kind of an environment. And if you're the business owner and you can almost see this kind of what you just, the word you inured, you can see that in your people, in their eyes, in the way they move around. When you see that, you got a company in trouble. You got a sick company.
That's right. Calluses in places where you can't afford them. And then the last thing I would say about rebuilding trust is it's important once you get a footing, you know, and you are making mutual promises and delivering and closing and making authentic commitments, it's important to share risk and to do that visibly, particularly if you're in leadership. Now, in other words, you don't want to punish sound risk that fails. So you have to define what sound risk is.
Right.
So that you can reward sound risk that succeeds, and you don't have to unduly punish sound risk that fails. So you have to define with the elements of sound risk, and that comes to what Built on Trust we call the trust model.
And that's what I call redemption.
That's right. That's correct. That's a good way to put it. So that here, this on the, so that you don't become a risk averse. Believe me, it only takes a couple of those. Somebody that takes a sound risk, well, they said that, you know, we're supposed to blah, 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 and it doesn't work, doesn't pan out. Person gets punished, or there's a perception that the person or the function gets punished. Believe me, you're well down the road of a risk-averse situation there that you cannot afford.
You have to have an environment where people believe that if they mess up taking initiative, that you will redeem them by saying, what did we learn?
That's correct. That's correct. I once worked years ago with a fellow who was head of one of the large agencies departments in the United States government. And he said at the end of our work, well, I'm leaving now, and my biggest reward went to a person who took sound risk. He took a great risk, and it didn't pan out. And that was my and I rewarded that person, and I've never forgotten that. And this guy was one of the most popular leaders of a department.
That's powerful.
In the United States, and I've never forgotten that.
I wouldn't either. That's a great story.
Yeah, and that's years ago, many decades ago, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
You remember stuff like that, don't you?
Yes.
You never forget that kind of thing, and if you have an opportunity to make those kinds of statements, I was standing around. I was a young pup with Xerox. I'd been with the company about a year, and I was standing around. Bunch of salespeople and my manager and the regional manager was there, and I was just standing there, like I didn't know what the heck was going on. I was just standing there because I thought that's where I was supposed to be, and the regional manager broke through the little group and walked over in front of me and poked me in the chest and looked at my boss and said, I want you to hire more like him.
Ooh.
Now, he almost knocked me over when he poked me with, in the chest with a finger. He said, I want you, and I've, that's been decades ago. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great, that's
you,
a great lesson.
You fight hard for people like that when they feel like that about you, don't you?
Yes, you do. You do. And you fight hard for that principle because you know that principle is going to take you and your clients and the people that you care about as far as they want to go as long as they follow those principles.
And you'll do anything to keep from breaking a trust like that.
That's correct.
That's how you build. That's how you build
you,
it.
You said it correctly. Trust is the foundation.
We'll leave it on that high note. Hey, Archie, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Archie Chakutay, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Archie joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.